Welcome today to our Commissioner's Court. Today we have a guest with us, Jacqueline Ponder, who is going to come forward and open our time with the invocation. Jacqueline, and let's all stand together and then we'll do our pledges.
Now?
Proceed.
Okay, so...
If you would, tell everybody about what you do.
Okay.
Who you are. Bobby Powell, thank you.
I will. My name is Jacqueline Lewis Ponder, and I've been a licensed counselor.
Is the microphone on?
Can you hear me? I've been a licensed counselor in Montgomery County for 35 years. I taught DWI classes here for like 18 of those. And I work in holistic alternative medicine. I'm also Native American Indian, so I practice in ceremony and tradition. And today, and I have a profile on psychologytoday.com. If any of y'all are interested in talking to me later, I'm available. Also, I brought a small pouch with Palo Santo wood. This is a sacred wood.
Jacqueline, if you would, you need to talk into the microphone. I know it's hard.
Palo Santo wood is a tree that's been prayed on in Peru and different parts of Mexico and Africa, and it's very sacred, so you could, I'm going to pass this around. I don't know if I brought enough, but it's easy to find on the internet. Palo Santo wood, and it's very sacred. You can burn this, and it only burns for about 2 or 3 seconds, and you can just like, and it, you'll feel the difference. I promise you'll feel the difference. sage, I was going to burn the sage, but I'm a little bit
We don't worried. Want to set off any fire alarms.
Think?
Yeah.
Should we try it anyway?
No.
Come on, where's your adventure?
My faith. That
okay, I believe in your faith. Okay, so Bobby has asked me to come and do a prayer, and so that's what I want to do. And
thank you. If you would, please.
So if I want you to do a brief breathing exercise first, 3, 6, 9, breathe in to the count of 3, hold it to the count of 6, and then blow it out to the count of 9, okay? So there's a brief Tesla numbers, and that should set you up to connect to Creator of all that is so you can pray. Okay, so here we go. Close your eyes if you choose to. It's not mandatory, whatever you're comfortable with. And I would like to invoke Creator of all that is to come into this room and to fill each and every one of us with the love and the understanding and the ability and the knowledge to only do thy will. We ask for protection in the sunlight of the Spirit and that you'll guide and direct us to only do thy will, protect us from the darkness. And I'm honored to be here. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Our pledges. Commissioner Nowak, would you lead us, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you. You may be seated. Let the record reflect that all are present. Do I have a motion to approve the Commissioner's Court agenda today?
I move.
Second. Pass these out afterwards. Thank you. Okay, all in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Jacqueline.
Thank you.
All right. Are there any citizens who are here today who would like to comment on anything that is on the open or consent agenda? Jason, if you would help us, please. And that she can hand these out later or at the back door. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Jacqueline. Do we have any citizens who would like to share with us anything, any comments on the open or consent agenda? If there is none, then let's move on. Proclamation and resolutions, the presentation by Family Promise. Marilyn?
Good Good morning. I'm back again. Marilyn Kazmierski, Executive Director of Family Promise of Montgomery County. I'm here with Dave Martin. He is our static site committee, future former board member, and he's been on this journey with me with the belief of the static site from the beginning. So thank you for coming. And we have another board member, Roy Villarreal, with us this morning, and also Jennifer Steen, who is the chair of our static site committee. Wonderful. We had a renovation kickoff on Thursday in the pouring rain, and we just want to thank you so much. This is a token of our appreciation because we are building futures together. Our contractor has been selected. We've had a meeting with the county and the project managers, and we're so excited to get that going. I wanted to give you the update. So permits are getting pulled, and we should be starting moving some walls really, really soon. So I want to just say thank you, and we are building futures together with Family Promise, and your support means so much to us, and it's going to make a big impact on our community. So thank you.
Thank you all so thank much. We appreciate it. And thank you for the silver hammer. We appreciate this.
Well, you know what they say, if I have a hammer.
This is great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. So we move forward. Do I have a motion to approve the court minutes?
Move.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Now, as we move on to our consent agenda, are there any modifications that we would like to make to the agenda? I have one that's on page 4 of 10. Christy Sandel is with us as the Housing Commissioner, and what I'd like to do, we're going to move that to open, and then for our swearing in, and that way, Christy, we don't have to wait till after this whole series of events, so we'll do that right away. So that one we're going to move to open. That's 2A. Is there any, and that's on page 4 of 10. Are there any other changes? Do I have a motion to accept the consent agenda with modifications? Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Opposed?
Motion carries. All right, then let's go to open. Commissioner Nowak in his precinct has appointed Christy Sandel as the Housing Commissioner for Montgomery County Housing Authority. So, Christy, we're going to swear you in.
We need a motion and
I'm
to
sorry?
Go ahead. We need a motion first to approve the appointment.
A second.
All in favor?
Opposed?
Motion carries.
Now we can swear in.
Now we can swear in. Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, come on up to the podium.
Yes. Commissioner Nowak, this is your appointee. Why don't you join us? So when she takes a picture, we'll be able to hear you. Jason will get that picture for her. So if you would repeat after me, this is for the Oath of Office of Commissioners of the Housing Authority of Montgomery County, Texas. Raise your right hand. I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the duties of the Office of Commissioner of the Housing Authority of Montgomery County, Texas. And will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution and laws of the United States and of this state.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
We swear that I have directly or indirectly
paid or promised to pay any money, or valuable thing, or promised any public office or employment, as a reward to secure.
So help me God. Commissioner, you are now Commissioner. Housing Authority.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you very much. And then you'll stay up here and Jason's going to get a picture. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Judge.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, Commissioner. All right, this time we move to our open agenda, and our first item is emergency management. Jason?
Short and sweet. As of last week, we've started demobilizing the vaccine sites at Wood Forest Stadium. Darren, Mark Seals, and Chris Perkins have been working on that for the last week, and they continue to do so. My last update for where we are on vaccines throughout the county will come today, unless you ask me to continue. I plan this to be the last. As of this morning, we had 437,853 shots administered across the county. 437,853. That is breaks down by one dose of 253,560, which equates to 50.4% of the 12 and up population. Fully vaccinated, 39.87% 12 and up, which is 200,563. The 65 and up population continues to be our highest with the participation in the vaccine, and that's one dose at 78.97% and fully vaccinated at 68.36%. So the only other lingering item that's going to be probably related to the vaccines is, as the auditor works through processing the payroll for our law enforcement officers, I'm sure we've probably exceeded our not to exceed amount. And as I find that out, I'll come back with a final number to clean that up and get that paid up. So other than that, I believe all our other contracts are under budget. So, that's it. Yes, sir.
Jason, you've done an awesome job. And with Darren and Chris and Mark and the rest, it's been phenomenal. Thank you very much. All right, Constable Precinct 3, Constable Gable.
And Constable, so you don't have to read all this, I'd like to move on 12A.
All right, do we have a second?
Commissioners?
All in favor?
Thank you.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Constable.
Thank you, gentlemen.
How easy was that?
Easy.
Appreciate it so much. All right, at this time we're going to recess. Montgomery County Commissioners Court convene public hearings. Amy?
Consider the partial replat of Lot 25, Block 1, China Grove Village, Section 1, to be known as China Grove Village, Section 1, Replat Number 1. The purpose of the proposed partial replat is to convert one lot into two lots. No objections have been received prior to today's public hearing. Notice was mailed to the HOA, and the plat is submitted under County Engineer Agenda Item Number 14A. Is anybody here to speak about it? Commissioner?
Lines up.
Precinct 3. Nope. You want me to read it? Or consider and approve establishing a no parking zone and placement of signs, no parking, no stopping anytime on the east side northbound of Branch Crossing Drive from Longbourn Drive to 765 feet south, and on the west side southbound from Longbourn Drive to Knights Crossing Drive. Is anybody here to speak about that? Precinct 4. Consider the partial replat of the east one half of Lot 119 in the JOH Bennett subdivision to be known as JOH Bennett subdivision partial replat number 1. The purpose of the proposed replat is to create two lots, one block. No objections have been received prior to today's public hearing. The HOA has not been found. The plat is submitted under agenda item 14B. Is anybody here to speak about that? Consider the partial replats of lots 11A and 11B of Powell subdivision to be known as Cedar Crossing Section 1. The purpose of the proposed partial replat is to create a reserve lot and a roadway. No objections have been received. The notice of the public hearing has been mailed to the HOA. However, the plat is not ready and may be submitted by the county engineer at a later date. Is anybody here to speak about that?
All right. At this time, we will reconvene court and take appropriate action.
We need an item on 13B1, Commissioner Nowak, no stopping.
Second. All in favor? You have a second? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
And now under items 14A and B.
We take them both in one motion.
You can take them both in one motion.
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Thank you. At this time, if we are moving into our executive session, the court will recess for executive session pursuant to one or more of the following provisions of the Texas Government Code, to wit, Chapter 551, Subchapter D, Articles 551.071 and 551.076. We will be back shortly. Thank you all for being here. Thank you all.
You're right.
For remaining with us, we have come out of executive session. Amy?
I believe we take Bobby action. Powell, you want to come up? I think information technology is going to ask for a motion on the security issues that we...
Okay.
I judge, I commissioners. The information technology would ask that you approve the IT department to enter into an agreement for secure location for our technology needs in an amount not to exceed $270,000 for the next 2 years, and authorize Commissioner Riley to sign the documents necessary related to the same. And ask for a funding source.
Do we have a motion?
We need a funding source.
Contingency, move.
Second.
Contingency.
Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Bobby.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
All right. At this time, are there any comments from any of the citizens who are with us here today concerning any items that we have discussed or future items or whatever? Yes. Come forward. You state your name for the record. And we have a 3-minute time frame on this, as you know. So,
well,
proceed.
Thank you for allowing me to speak.
Yes.
I am here on behalf of Faith Votes activists and other conservative activists in Montgomery County. I am questioning the current push for new voting equipment in our county while other counties in Texas are running what looks to be corrupt elections. I have lived in Montgomery County over 30 years. I'm a precinct chair and an election judge. I am the co-leader of Faith Votes, a group of Christian patriots that informs, alerts, equips, and activates like-minded voters. The Republican Party CEC recently gave the Montgomery County voting procedures overall good marks and made some important recommendations. Montgomery County can have the most secure and fair elections in the state of Texas, and Harris County, just south of us, makes our elections meaningless. Harris County's lack of election integrity cancels Montgomery County's best efforts at election integrity. All the dishonest counties cancel all the honest counties in Texas. Voter fraud is real. Many Montgomery County voters are fed up with the denial and unwillingness of elected office holders to expose election tampering and voter fraud. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton attempted to bring a lawsuit to the Supreme Court about this exact same issue after the 2020 election steal. The voters in the great state of Texas had our votes canceled by a handful of swing states that ran corrupt elections in strategically selected counties. Texas votes were canceled by fraudulent votes in those other states, and the rest is history. That is unacceptable. What is the point of getting out the vote in our precincts? What is the point of working hard on campaigns? Why would anyone contribute to any campaign without election integrity? Judge Keogh and commissioners, it's absurd to expect Montgomery County voters to show up at the polls in 2022 without election integrity in the whole state of Texas. Voting irregularities in Harris County and other counties in Texas must be exposed using forensic audit procedures. Kelly Ward, Arizona Republican Party Chair, has openly invited other state legislators to follow the Arizona forensic audit lead. Pennsylvania Senator Mastriano has already accepted that. Why hasn't Texas asked for audits for our election yet? Therefore, I am calling for an audit of all corrupt counties in Texas before Montgomery County spends any more taxpayer money on our voting systems. Judge Keogh, please demand the Texas legislature immediately calls for an audit starting in Harris County. We plan to make this demand directly to Senator Crichton and Representative Toth for starters. We, the voters of Montgomery County, have had it with corrupt, fraudulent elections in Texas and beyond. Enough is enough. Your constituents expect you to fight for the restoration of our fallen, yes, fallen republic, starting with the election integrity in all Texas counties. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. All right. Is there anyone else who would like to make a comment? If you state your name for the record... would please?
Yes. My name is Ed Scruggs, and I appreciate the time you're giving me to speak to you today. I'm here again, also on behalf of the Faith Votes activists here in Montgomery County. I've lived here since 2010 and have three granddaughters that go to CISD schools. So I have a vested interest in the well-being of Montgomery County. Part of that well-being is maintaining the way of life that we all enjoy here in this great county through open and honest elections. While that may be the norm in this county, it's not so in other parts of Texas. The county to our south is a good example. They allowed activities to occur that, in my opinion, bordered on being illegal, thereby tainting the election process and perhaps the outcome. This was played out in many counties across Texas with no one raising objections because of the ultimate outcome of the overall election in Texas. However, the election integrity of Texas is at stake. Election integrity has been brought to this in the spotlight since November the 4th, when many Americans woke up to find out that what they think was election fraud, which I think was election fraud, they think it happened, and the audits in Arizona are going at the moment, and perhaps they will be able to reveal the truth. This is America, and we should be transparent about what happened in 2020. Without that transparency, you're not going to have voters show up because they're not going to be able to count on their vote being counted. Election integrity here in Montgomery County is good, as Kathy just said, but we need to be able to ensure that on the behalf of all of the voters. Therefore, I am asking the commissioner, judge, you in particular, to exert whatever influence you may have with the Texas legislature to call for a forensic audit. I'm also going to challenge you guys. I'm going to, before you decide to spend any more tax dollars, I'm going to challenge you as elected representatives for us, who work for us and are supposed to have our best interests at heart, to get on your knees and ask for your God for his divine guidance to do the right thing for the citizens who elected you and for the state of Texas. So, again, I ask you, please, to exert whatever influence you might have on the Texas legislature to call for a forensic audit of the Texas vote. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Scruggs. We appreciate it very much. Are there any other comments that anyone would like to make here today? Yes. Thank you. If you'd state your name for the record, please.
Hello, Joe Losetta. I've been a resident for over 30 years, and I'm here as part of the Faith Votes ministry team as well to talk about, as you may guess, election integrity. I understand that election administrator Susie Harvey is considering a plan to replace the aging hard voting machines in Montgomery County before the 2022 election with an estimated cost of $9 million. And this raises a couple of questions and concerns. Question, what is the rationale to purchase newer voting machines considering that all electronic equipment is hackable? I suggest you watch the documentary titled Kill Chain, The Cyber War on America's Elections, if you have not already done so, as part of your due diligence process. This should be required by all of you. Before you go any further, this documentary was produced at the request of several Democrat presidential hopefuls in advance of the 2020 primaries. They understood the weakness of election technology and wanted to learn more. The documentary shows a variety of techniques available to gain access to voting systems at any stage, from voter registration databases to actual election results as part of a kill chain intended to undermine the election process. The Kill Chain trailer and full-length documentary are available on the internet, and I'll leave this behind for your reference, and hopefully you will access them before you go any further. I urge the Commissioner's Court to influence the Texas legislature and others with the authority to immediately call for a forensic audit of Texas. We, the voters of Montgomery County, are losing our will to actively participate in the 2022 election until the truth is revealed just south of us in Harris County and other counties in Texas where fraud has been suspected and tolerated for years. Something has to be done. Memorial Day 2021 was a reminder that freedom is never free. We should realize that wars rage on with covert information influence and psychological war between good and evil playing out in America today, and this includes the attacks against the election process. Your constituents expect you to get into the fight to restore our republic, starting with election integrity in Montgomery County in Texas. We urge you to call for a forensic audit of the 2020 election in Texas, starting in Harris County. Halt any plans to replace the aging hard voting machines until a feasibility study is conducted, including a thorough review of other election options from low-tech paper ballots to high-tech alternatives such as blockchain. Develop specs for new procedures and equipment with full transparency and periodic reviews by the public. Texas AG Paxton in the last couple of days said during an interview that the USA will be much more like Venezuela if we do not fix the assault on our election system. I urge each and every one of you.
Our time is expired, but we're getting your message. And what was the name of that documentary?
I'll leave this behind. Who can I give this to? The links are here. It's called Kill Chain.
Yeah.
It's a very powerful documentary. Who can I give this to?
The clerk.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. We appreciate it so much, Joe. Thank you. Is there anyone else who is here today who would like to make comment? If there is not, if there are no other miscellaneous items to cover, do you have a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much.